Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
The Golden State Warriors are 2015 NBA champions, and who else but the Heat and Cavs fans would make it even worse than that on Twitter. Well, who else but, right? But anyway, you're listening to Steve, SCU and Wally. I have to get used to it. SCU and Wally here on MSL Radio. So, yeah, the Golden State Warriors did win in Game 6 in Cleveland. You know, that surprised me. I don't know who else surprised, who else the Jets surprised me. Oh, and just a side note, happy Ramadan to those that celebrate Ramadan. I don't even know what sport that is. But I'm just going through Twitter right now. There's a lot going on with Cleveland fans and Heat fans. Michael Clay, at Michael D. Clay, said, "We'll be back next year in the finals. The Heat will be irrelevant in the next couple of years." And another guy said, "Can you confirm that? Just a few days ago, you swore Cleveland were going all in, or going to win it all. This Heat Cavs thing is ridiculous. I don't understand how the Heat are still hooked on LeBron. I know it's been almost a year since he left back for Cleveland. I don't understand. But anyway, Casey found a lot on this whole thing. And Casey, you told me last night that there was an article by a man named Tom Haberstorb, Haberstroh. I don't know how to say his last name. And apparently, he wrote an article about how players worked a lot over, and there was a lot of stress. Do you want to explain that more?
I will in a second. I just want to give one shout out, because if they're still running it on Periscope right now, the Dan Le Batard Show is having a parade in Miami for the Golden State Warriors with Poppy and Stugatz and everybody. And I was watching it right up until we went on the air, and I was dying laughing. They got like a 2-car parade, and it was hilarious. So if you want to catch that on Periscope, look on Twitter at them at Le Batard Show and see if they're still running it. All right. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So back to the Tom Haberstroh article. He wrote it over, I believe it was Sunday, and basically, you know, with LeBron playing, I think, an average of 46 minutes a game during the finals, and, you know, having all the traveling, the equivalent of playing two 46-minute games and traveling across three time zones in 3 days, this sports scientist dude was saying that, and was asked what the athletic equivalent of that would be, and he said, well, maybe the Tour de France, but, you know, there's no physical impact in cycling. So, you know, you think of the Tour de France and you think of like, whoa, you know, that's a pretty big deal. And, you know, the thing with the flying long distance across the time zones, it's, you know, it decreases your ability for, you know, muscle recovery, and that, you know, lack of sleep, which often comes after losses, can sleep deprivation can make you, you know, act as if you're drunk the next day, et cetera. And, you know, all these factors, and they were amazed by just how, you know, LeBron just keeps going. They went through, like, what his recovery routine was on an off day, and it includes, you know, multiple times in the cold tub, bike, and then cryotherapy, multiple massages, multiple stretching sessions, a 3-hour nap, muscle stimulation, and, you know, all that. And then that's in the same day that, you know, you'd be flying to or whatever. So that's a pretty busy day, and that's a lot to do to bring your body back to try and get it out there. I mean, you could see the exhaustion on, you know, with LeBron last night and everything. And, you know, I mean, he was giving it everything good, but, I mean, you know, one man can't carry an entire team. And, I mean, I'm, you know, obviously everybody's impressed with, you know, what he tried to do. And, you know, you feel bad for him that, you know, he had to lose because, you know, he had nobody, you know, around to help him. So it was just interesting, you know, like that, how how much, you know, these players' bodies go through. And so, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, should they extend the final schedule out and, you know, allow for more rest, or do you think that they should keep it the way it is based on, you know, some people say, you know, momentum and all that. I don't know. What do you think about that, Steven?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think they should extend the schedule, because the difference between game one and game two, we had like 3 nights without basketball.
Right.
Now, yes, that's good for the players because they get the rest that they need. But it's not good for fans because, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter what the fans think, because it's all about the players' health at the end of the day. But extending the schedule will just make a lot more fans disappointed, definitely upset. Not me, of course, because I don't care. But a lot of fans, especially, you know, Cavs fans, if the Cavs go back to the NBA Finals next season, you know, I'm not going to worry, whatever the case may be, and they do extend the finals, you know, game one is a Wednesday night, and then game two is the next Monday. Everyone's going to turn their attention away from the finals for, like, the whole time, and then be like, oh, wait, the finals were on? Oh, I forgot. So not only is it bad for fans who want to watch the game, it's not the NBA, because fans are gonna, if they extend the schedule, fans may forget that the finals are being played on a specific day, other than, like, you know, taking one day off and playing again.
Yeah, but, I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, what is that? Do you have the same thoughts as I do about extending the finals? Like, what are your thoughts on that happening?
The only thing is, like, for me, was, you know, just like this case in Game 6 where you had Game 5 in Golden State on Sunday, and then, you know, they only had one day to travel on Monday and, you know, get ready before they played on Tuesday. I would have thought, you know, maybe because you only had the travel involved, then you could maybe push the game to Wednesday instead of Tuesday. That's the only one. It's different when they're playing in the same city, you know, the first two games of, you know, for each team. You know, then, you know, I can see the one day's rest type thing. But, you know, you saw how, like, even with, like, the 8-day drought, you know, between, you know, the conference finals and then the NBA finals starting, you know, everybody's kind of just like, when is this going to start already?
Right, exactly. And the same thing, and I know, getting off the NBA finals in just 2 seconds, the same thing happened with the Super Bowl. Before, like, I think it was like 2009, 2010, they started in the Pro Bowl first. But before then, it was conference championship games, 2 weeks, no football, and then the Super Bowl, then the Pro Bowl. But the NFL is smart now. They have the conference championships, Pro Bowl next week, Super Bowl the week after, and that's it. So that's cool. But, pardon?
No, I agree with you.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody else talking.
Oh.
Anyway, so I like how the NBA schedule works right now, because they get the day off and then they don't play until the next night. So that's plenty of time for that. I believe that's plenty of time for the rest that they deserve, that they need. And I don't think the schedule will change at all, if you ask me. But, you know, maybe there is a little bit not enough rest for these players. But, hey, you got to make the most of what you got. That's all I can tell you. So, and getting back to what you said, I actually have a question for you. I have a question. I'm going to let you go first, of course, and then I'll let the fans know. I want to ask the fans. If Kyrie never popped his shoulder, not Kyrie, Kevin, damn it. If Kevin never popped his shoulder out and Kyrie never bruised his knee in game one, would we be in a game 7 right now?
I would think so. I mean, because, you know, LeBron would have other people out there that could support him, and then you got two more. I mean, basically, you got two more guys, and, you know, you get, instead of a 7, you know, man roster, you've got a 9-man roster, and any rest that, you know, these players can get, especially LeBron. I mean, like when he went off the court throughout, I think the finals, like, nobody scored, and the ball kept getting turned over. I mean, especially last night, you could really see it. Like when he would sat down for like 2 minutes. The score would just, you know, the Golden State lead would just jump. And so, you know, by being able to have those other role players in Kyrie and Kevin Love out there with him, or when he's sitting down, I think would have greatly helped the situation. I think the Cavs, you know, other than LeBron, I mean, were pretty cold last night. And, you know, that stuff you can't predict. But I would go on the more likely than not side that, yeah, we'd be definitely, you know, going into a Game 7 on Friday.
Yeah, I would hope that we would have gone to Game 7. If Kevin and Kyrie had not injured themselves. But, you know, I wanted to come on the show today after last night's game and just rip LeBron so bad, but then I see these Heat fans, Cavs bandwagon fans, or whoever the hell they are. And these guys are like, oh, my God, LeBron sucks and all this other stuff. Oh, my God, this one picture that I found make me want to, you know, jump off a bridge because this guy, where is it? I have it on messages. This guy posted a picture. He put in quotes, "You could have stopped this from happening, bro." Tagged King James, LeBron. He had a gun pointed to his head. Are you funking kidding me? Funking. I said funking.
Oh, my God.
I said funking. Are you freaking kidding me right now? Are you freaking kidding me? Get a life, Cavs fans. If there are any Cavs fans. And by the way, these Cavs fans do have something to cheer about. They're the worst. Oh, my God. They're like the worst franchises ever. It's like the poorest sports teams in the world, according to GQ or something. I saw a sports on last night, and they topped the list. The next team was the 0-16 Detroit Lions. When we come back, we're not done ranting about the city of Cleveland. Casey's got a few words for them. Steven, since you and Wally, I'm sorry.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine. Because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Sad news out of the world of WG Sports. Inside the Sports World has been dropped from WG Sports Network. But don't worry about it.
Why did you mention that?
Don't worry about it, Donald Williamson. But don't worry about it. Inside the Sports World will make its return very soon. Stick around. You can enjoy it. Just like you'll enjoy our next topic, Casey Wallach. I know you have a few words for the city of Cleveland, so I'm going to let you go ahead and jab the city of Cleveland.
All right. How's it going today, Cleveland? Not so good, I'm for sure. Well, dry your tears or your hatred, whatever you got flowing, because I got some news from you. I came up with something I like in Cleveland. I know, shocking. But it is, I was watching Periscope like over the weekend. One of the guys covering the finals in Cleveland was, walking down the street, and they showed the giant mural of LeBron James in person, and it looks really freaking cool in person. On that note, too bad, it's just nice window dressing for your old ugly-ass depressing buildings. That's my highlights of Cleveland. Now, here is another part that happened yesterday that, because Cleveland fans like to beat up on the Miami fans for, either showing up late to games or leaving early and whatnot. 8 hours before tip-off yesterday, almost 2,700 tickets were still available for Game 6 of the NBA Finals at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's 13% of the arena. And so, technically, you are not all in. You are 87% in. Now, on the other side of things, last night, the Warriors sold out Oracle Arena for a Game 6 watch party and courtside tickets for a watch party, just to watch it on Jumbotron, went for $1,500. Now, let's talk about that there, Cavs fans. I mean, really. And their announcer at in Cleveland said, "Don't panic," twice in Game 4. Who hires somebody to say "don't panic" over the loudspeaker? I mean, this guy's ridiculous. And then in Game 6 last night, there was a 500 or, 1,000 Warriors fans in attendance. And he says over the loudspeaker to them, "I see a bunch of people took a vacation here for no reason." My response to this dude is, A, no one takes a vacation to Cleveland ever. And B, the Warriors fans will actually show up anywhere. And just like, I don't know if you heard, Stephen, the sound clip of Seth Rollins at WWE Monday Night Raw on Monday, obviously. He basically ranted against the city of Cleveland. Johnny Manziel was in attendance, and he basically said, LeBron's not bringing you a championship. Johnny Idiotface over there is not bringing you a championship. And he held up his belt and said, "This is the only championship ever won in Cleveland, and I'm going to take it right back with me the hell out of the city." And so, guess what? Today, the Golden State Warriors are taking their championship right the hell out of that damn city. All right, I feel better now. Thank you, Stephen, for letting me get that off my chest.
Of course, I got to let Casey Wallach, my co-host, get everything off her chest that she needs to get off. Stephen, that's Stephen Wallach here on MSR Radio. Now, I don't like Cleveland either, because when I come to Cleveland versus Miami, Miami obviously wins because beautiful beaches, beautiful weather, beautiful this, that, and other thing. And the only thing that Miami has that's really bad is hurricane 4 months out of the year. Not even that bad. But moving on with life. I don't remember when this was. I think it might have been yesterday. Dwayne Wade told, and he was with I think it was at ABC during the game. He said, quote, "When I was in Miami," and we're talking about Dwayne Wade here. We're not talking about LeBron now. We gotta say when the franchise was at that time. We're talking about Dwayne Wade, who has been with the Heat for the past 12, 13 years. Yeah, he just said that when I was in Miami. Heat Nation, you guys are in trouble. You're about to lose your, probably the best player in franchise history. No, not probably. The best player in franchise history is about to leave. But I have it right here. And Casey told me this yesterday. She said, "Calm down, Heat Twitter." Casey, what did you mean by that?
Well, obviously everybody's, watching Wade right now. We have a segment we call Wade Watch, whatever. Because Miami, Heat Nation wants Wade to stay. I mean, he's been there here his entire career. So obviously everybody's kind of watching on the edge of their seat, like, what's he going to do? Is he, opt in, opt out? I mean, we know he's going to opt out to negotiate his contract. Everybody's like, is he going to stay here? What if he goes to Cleveland? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What if he, people are even saying he could go to Milwaukee and I live in Milwaukee, and I'm like, I don't think so. And people, Heat Twitter, is irrational and emotional. Obviously, they're all, turned up right now. Obviously, this happened before the Warriors won the game. So, but they're all, they're all waiting. At that time, they're waiting for, LeBron to hopefully lose and everything. So when he said that, it was just one word, and it's like, was. I mean, I don't know if they, maybe he meant like, because he was in Cleveland last night, he meant physical location. I don't know, whatever. But obviously, Heat Twitter panics and, starts to go into a frenzy. And then you've got, people saying, well, good riddance, whatever, and it's just like, you guys, he's been with the organization for 12 freaking years. I mean, show a little respect and don't just write him off immediately. He has every right to earn his money. He gave up money to keep other players in Miami. I mean, it's all, documented. So, obviously he's going to want some of that back. We just need to calm down, Heat Twitter. We won't know anything until July 1st. And guess what? We just got a deep breath, guys. Don't panic.
Right. Yeah. Dwayne Wade said himself, he's not saying anything about his future until at least July 1st, when free agency officially begins in the NBA. So we have about 7 minutes left. I have about 3 questions for everybody listening to the show. First one I asked Casey earlier. Well, we have Game 7 right now. If Kyrie and Kevin are healthy, you call in 7 minutes left, 646-716-8715 after the show. Tweet to me at Ready Fanatic 2. Tweet to Casey at Casey Wallace. Tweet the network at 305 Sports and Life. It's N, not and, N. Second question. I personally don't believe Iguodala deserves MVP. There's no way. What are you serious right now? Like, this guy started, one game, and that was the game last night. He might have had 2 games last night, I think game 4. And he wins MVP, the right choice. But fans, listeners, KC, everybody, if I don't agree that Iguodala deserved the MVP, do you agree with me, or do you disagree that he did deserve it? 646-716-8715, at RankFedEc2, at Casey Wallach, and at 305 Sports in Life. Okay, Casey, so I'm going to ask you, since you're on with me right now, do you think Iguodala deserves the MVP?
Well, here's the thing that, everybody was saying, even if Golden State wins, LeBron should get the MVP. LeBron should get the MVP. And, LeBron was asked about that yesterday, and, he said, I don't want it if we lose. I'm trying to win championship for a team and not some, individual award for myself. And, obviously then that gets blasted throughout the media. And as you know, it's media members that vote on the MVP award. And so, you know, maybe they didn't give it to LeBron because, you know, they didn't want to have that awkward situation, you know, where he's coming up on stage with, you know, Golden State holding up, you know, their Larry O'Brien trophy, whatever, and, you know, not wanting to, you know, receive the award. That could be something. Now, the votes came down to, from what I saw, Iggy got 7 votes and LeBron got 4 votes. Steph didn't get any votes.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's, you know, the Steph is obviously the face of the Warriors, you know, he struggled, you know, in multiple games. You have to remember Iguodala defended LeBron James pretty well when he was in there. And he did give a lot of effort. And, you know, but at the same time, I found a stat that Iguodala is the third lowest scoring average, and he had 16.3 points finals MVP in history. So, you know, some might say, okay, yeah, you know, the numbers, but, you know, there's other intangibles. I mean, his defense was pretty good. I mean, he did give, you know, a lot of effort. So, you know, usually, you know, obviously you want it to go to a player on the winning team because they've only given it to a player not on the losing team, I believe, you know, once or twice, and the last one was Jerry West. So, you know, I think they kind of, I think it was, you know, they kind of had their hands tied a little bit there.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I can't change what happened to Andre Iguodala, despite even starting one game and the whole season, as the NBA Finals MVP. Obviously, the first to do that. Ridiculous. But anyway, when these playoffs started, I said there would be one team that would beat the Warriors, or possibly beat the Warriors. And that was the Cavs. They had LeBron, Kevin, and Kyrie. But, yeah, they didn't have Kevin and Kyrie, so that basically went down the drain. So I am so happy right now that the Warriors won the finals, as I predicted, over the Cavs. Not only because my prediction's right, because this shuts LeBron fans up big time. Everybody says how LeBron is the GOAT, greatest of all time, if you don't know what that means. And finally, just finally, this shuts everybody up.
But don't you think, like, this gives them a chance to make, now they're, you know, going to make excuses. Oh, we didn't have Kyrie or Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Every Cavs fan's making an excuse, though. We were down 2 players. It doesn't freaking matter. You still had J.R. Smith. You still had Timmy Moskov. You still had, what was his name?
Shumpert.
Iman Shumpert.
Thompson,
there's still all these other players. The team is not LeBron, the team is not Kyrie, the team is not Kevin. The team is everybody. Basketball, football, baseball, hockey, team, sports. But getting back to what I was saying, and I'm going to end the show a little early today because I'm going to a friend's birthday party and I'm very excited for it. LeBron will never be MJ. Never. MJ is 6-0 in the finals. Even Kobe is 5-2 in the finals. Tim Duncan is 5-1 in the finals. LeBron is 2-4. LeBron, it's time to retire. I see you and Wally on MSR Radio. Hear from me tomorrow.
You have been listening.
LeBron, you can come back to Miami anytime.
With Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.